Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go right on out to the pits and look at the composite numbers. These are pit and electronic combined. In Kansas City, December wheat at 920.5 is up 4.75. May, 946.5, up 5.25. December wheat in Chicago, 877, up 4. March, 892.25, up 3.75. May at 899, up 3.75. December corn, 759.75, down 0.25. March, 763.75, down 0.25. May, 760.75, down 0.75. July, 752, down 0.5. September, 659 down 1, and December 13 at 638.25, up 3/4. Fast trade going on in that pit there. January soybeans, 1443.75, down 5.5. March, 1433 down 4.5. May, 1409 down 5.25. July, $14.25 down 6.75. November of 13 at 1305 down 5.75. December soybean meal, 440.20 up 90. January, 433.30 down 10. December soybean oil, 49.83 down 29. January, 50.11 down 30. December live cattle, 128.22.5 down 15. February, 132.17.5 down 15. January feeders, 146.32.5 down 60. December lean hogs, 83.62.5 up 125. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Trying to figure out if there is any more real strength to the rally that we've seen over the last several sessions in soybeans. And technically, you can look at charts and see all kind of resistance points in that January contract 200-day moving average. There's a Fibonacci number there. There's the downtrend line of the huge head and shoulder formation. The neckline sits right about there.
Yep.
But the one thing that I want to focus on a little bit more today is spreads. We're in a bull spread January to July, but it's not a big spread. And instead of helping the market, it seems to hold it back right now. Why is that?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that are going on, you know, from the standpoint that when you look out into the July time frame, you're looking, you know, past the time frame when we would be really tight for beans and into the time frame where we've got Brazil, you know, or South America basically on the market. And I think that's some of the reason that's going on. When you look at the nearby January beans, it's interesting when you look at the average directional index, you know, we're it indicates that we're still in a strong uptrend. And so, you know, the key to me is can we break through that 200-day and then go in and try and challenge that 1496. But the spread-wise, I think that's all you're looking at. You're just looking at people at the moment that are saying, we know that we're tight for beans. We know that if the Mississippi River closes, we are in, and it looks like that it's not very likely. It's not going to happen, okay, south of St. Louis. And so if that's the case, then for right now we should be able to justify January beans going a great deal higher, and July is just being dogged by the big crop in South America.
Well, the spread's 20-day moving average is about 51 cents or thereabouts.
Right.
And we just can't seem to punch through that no matter how hard we try.
Well, that's true. And I think maybe some of the trepidation about that is what, you know, people have been trading that range. And so I myself, you know, if you get into a position where you've had a profitable range trade and it has resistance at that 50-cent level, you're going to go back in and you're going to reverse your spread and you're going to take profits out of it. And I think that's what's going on right now until we have more strong indication. The other thing is there's plenty of talk out here that as we get to that January 11th report, we're going to see another move higher in the bean yield numbers. And I believe that that's another reason we can't punch through. Eventually, if the Mississippi River closes up, and even if we took all those beans that we've got sitting along the Ohio River and mid-Mississippi and everything else, there's no way we've got enough beans to fill all the barges that are down there waiting to go. And so there's going to be a lot of questions and a lot of issues coming up because of that. And I just think that at the moment, there's just not enough information out there for them to punch through and go anywhere very fast.
You know, I look at this closure, this potential, well, it could very well close by the 14th because they did shut down Gavin's Dam.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a trickle instead of a rush of water through like in previous years. And I look at this and I think, What is the bigger implications of this? Why is the Missouri so at risk? And then I begin to think about hard red winter wheat, and then I look at those wheat ratings, and I know people tell me it's a wheat, and it really doesn't matter, and it'll come out in the spring, and it can be what it is. But I'm thinking that a huge part of this hard red winter wheat crop's at risk.
Oh, this attitude that it's a weed, that's something from long ago, you know. But even weeds don't grow when it's dry, and when it's extremely dry, you know, they don't produce. And I think that if we go into the February 1st time frame and we end up with, you know, some of the driest planting ground that we've ever seen, and that's a possibility if you continue to look at what the weather forecasts keep on saying, we could probably lose 80 million bushels of wheat. I would not be short wheat. I would be long wheat. And what are the greater implications? I think, you know, when you look at the fact that the Mississippi carries 60% of the grain exports, 22% of the petroleum, 20% of the coal, and normally handles $7 billion worth of transportation or $7 billion worth of products between December and January, $2.3 billion of that is just ag-related, this has huge implications. But even beyond that, it has negative implications for the economy. And that's why we're seeing, you know, the senators and the governors and everybody else imploring the administration to do something from an emergency standpoint. But I read a good article yesterday. They've turned it over to the Army Corps of Engineers for right now, and the Army Corps of Engineers said it is our responsibility to protect the reservoirs in Missouri. And what happens beyond there is what happens. And so until there's a change in that attitude, I don't think there's going to be a change. You know, the record low at St. Louis was negative 6.5 feet.
Mm.
You know, and they consider negative 5 to be, you know, they used to consider negative 5 to be the lowest.
The lowest, right.
Yes. Well, we did go to negative 6.5. Yesterday we were at negative 0.45. Army Corps of Engineers says by December 10th we're going to be at negative 3.45. There's still plenty of consensus outside of there that by December 10th we'll be much lower than 3.45. And so I just think that, you know, this is a reality. And Army Corps of Engineers move slowly, just like most government agencies. And so they have not taken out the rock pinnacles, you know, between St. Louis and Carroll.
Right.
You know, and unless they do that, I mean, they got to get speedy about doing this kind of stuff. It's just going to come to a halt is what's going to happen, and that has huge implications for everybody in the United States, not just us, because of the GDP situation also. So this is serious. People just can't take it for granted. But, I look at beans. I think that, you know, beans, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if beans, January beans are going to lose. I think initially we'll see a real strong basis. I think if the Gulf basis gets above $1.20, which it's not quite there yet, and we have no barges, they're going to start railing is what's going to happen. Now, that has implications for places on the Illinois River, Nadira, places like that. This is much more serious than anybody thinks. And I think it's going to be bearish to corn, you know.
Okay.
So
we'll have to leave it there.
All right. Sounds like a deal. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Jackie. Yeah. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 760 unchanged. July, 752.5 unchanged. December, 638.5 up 1. January beans, 14.45 and a quarter down 4. July, $14.25 down 6.75. November of 13 at 13.04.5 down 6.25. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.